Talk about a close call. Earlier this month, the French Navy disclosed that one of its nuclear-armed and nuclear-powered submarines struck a submerged object while returning from a patrol. The crew on the French sub thought it was a shipping container, and today we learn that the submerged object was actually another nuclear submarine, the British Royal Navy's HMS Vanguard. Both vessels incurred just a few scrapes during the collision. There were no reported injuries or radioactive leaks, and the two subs are now back at their respective bases. For more on this story, we turn to retired Royal Navy Commodore Stephen Saunders. He's the editor of Jane's Fighting Ships. That's an annual reference book on warships around the world. Commodore, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
How did this happen? Why didn't these two submarines detect each other? I assume that they're outfitted with all kinds of sophisticated equipment that would spot another vessel that large.
Well, I must say, I'm really astonished that this has happened at all. I mean, there is a NATO water space management organization, not unlike the sort of air traffic control which we're all familiar with, which seeks to deconflict this sort of incident. The only doubt in my mind in this particular case is to what extent France, which is not a member of the NATO military structure, although it may rejoin it in a couple of months' time, actually participates in this water space management scheme.
Do me a favor and tell us a little bit more about these two vessels.
Well, they're both large submarines. I mean, they're similar, really, to the Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines, which are operated by the United States Navy. They're very large, of the order of 12,000 tons, which is pretty large for a submarine. The reason for the size is because the missiles are quite large, and in both cases, they carry of the order of 16 missiles.
And they carry both the reactors and the nuclear weapons on board?
That's correct, yes.
How fast were these two vessels traveling, and how far below the surface?
I mean, the modus operandi of these submarines when they're on patrol is to avoid any chance of detection, to preserve the integrity of the nuclear deterrent. And so that means operating extremely quietly and probably at very low speed. And my understanding that it was a low-speed collision. Both submarines would have been operating passively. In other words, they wouldn't have been transmitting on any sort of sonar, again, to reduce the possibility of being detected.
So no one was hurt, no reported radioactive leaks. But this is a very close call that could have had a horrible outcome. Just how bad could this have been?
When any accident involving nuclear submarines, it tends to be a sort of immediate leap, I think, to the doomsday scenario. I mean, the first thing I should say is that these submarines are extremely robustly built. So despite the fact there was a collision, it doesn't necessarily imply that there is going to be some sort of nuclear explosion, for example, or weapons being triggered is extremely low. But I think really the main issue here would be perhaps the danger to the crew rather than the nuclear considerations. While, again, as I wouldn't want to downplay those, because there would then be the awkward business of recovering submarines, weapons, etc.
Do you think that it's possible that this might lead to change in procedure?
Certainly in terms of how both nations, in this case, what they talk about and how they seek to avoid this sort of situation happening again, I have no doubt that that will be looked at very closely, because that is one of the main reasons for the accident in the first place.
Royal Navy Commodore Stephen Saunders is the editor of Jane's Fighting Ships. That's an annual reference book on warships around the world. Commodore, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.